WTUZ.
Buckeye Career Center students assist with the Noah's Hope Child Advocacy Center. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Buckeye Career Center students are gaining some real-world working experience, as well as assisting a local organization the ability to save on labor costs. Electrical Systems Technology students inspected a building that will be the future home of the Noah's Hope Child Advocacy Center of Tuscarawas County. Public Relations Coordinator Cheyenne Carroll says the CAC is leasing to own a property on East High Avenue that's being renovated.
Our construction students actually started the process, and they went in and did some demolition. They'll be removing some walls, you know, and they pulled up the carpet. And then their big problem is the electric. Very outdated. So our students went in and they were tasked with finding code violations.
Carroll said Buckeye students were instructed to go into the property and act as if they were professional home inspectors.
And our students were able to come up with a list of all these problems. And just yesterday, they actually did their presentations for Vanessa Sturgis and the CAC and told them basically what's wrong and what their recommendations are. So obviously, our instructor, Mr. Burdick, will go through and make sure all of those things are accurate. And then they'll also help here eventually correct those things that are wrong.
Along with the BCC electrical systems students, HVAC students, construction students, and energy operations students, they will assist in the renovation of the home. The CAC hopes to have the new center renovated before the end of the 2018-2019 school year. State Route 39 from New Philadelphia into Dover is set to be paved beginning in 2020. New Philadelphia Service Director Ron McAbeer said the Ohio Department of Transportation will take the lead in paving that portion of roadway.
It'll go from Dover's park and ride right there off of 77 and come through. Our portion is at our park and ride on the west end there, and that'll travel all the way up through and to our railroad tracks there on West High Avenue.
McAbeer says ODOT will cover 80% of the cost, while New Philadelphia will cover the remaining 20%. He noted that pre-construction estimates show the city will pay around $80,000. And in state news, the mayor of Ohio's capital city says a national search will be conducted for the next chief of police. The announcement by the Columbus mayor, Andrew Ginther, marks a departure from past practice when new chiefs were chosen from the ranks of existing officers. The Columbus Dispatch reports that police chief Kim Jacobs will retire next month after nearly 7 years on the job. Jacobs was the division's first female chief. And in sports news, Kyrie Irving scored 40 as Boston beat Philadelphia 121-114 in overtime. And despite losing LeBron James to a groin injury in the second half, the Lakers beat the Warriors 127-101. Tonight, the Cavaliers are in Memphis to play the Grizzlies at 8 o'clock. In college basketball, the Associated Press top 25 rankings has the Buckeyes moving up two spots to number 13. Duke is the number one team in the nation, followed by Michigan, Tennessee, Virginia, and Kansas. Your news this morning is brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Announcing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Times of sunshine and clouds today. High temperature this afternoon in the lower 40s. We'll see a mostly clear sky tonight. Overnight low temperature in the upper 20s. Increasing cloud cover Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. Rain is likely Thursday night through Friday morning. Then maybe some breaks of sun Friday afternoon. Unseasonably warm. High temperature Friday in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTU's. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
Z Country.